you know. My sleep has been terrible for the past, let's say, 5 months. Let's just say 5 months, right? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make a change. So usually I would sleep at any time, but I will still get up at like 7. So I was like, I'm going to stop doing that. And I'm also going to not... Fuck, that's my reminder. The funny thing is my phone is so far away, but can you see how loud it is? But yeah, so I was like, I'm going to be a natural queen. No alarms anymore. Like, my body will wake me up. And then I saw this like Chinese system, clock system thing. And I was like, yeah, I'm so going to follow this. So I told myself, dinner is at 7 p.m. 10 p.m. I'm in bed. My phone is going to be far away from me like it is right now. And I'm going to be a healthy queen. And I'm going to fall asleep like a queen and wake up early. But my body's going to wake me up. No alarms. Do you see that? I was like, cool. Okay, this is the day two of doing this. Yesterday, I fell asleep kind of easily, but then in an hour. Now today, it's been 2 hours, and I swear, I'm just staring at the wall. Like, I kept my phone far away, so I'm not using my phone. So it's like, okay, don't use your phone, even if you're still going to be awake. But then I can't sleep. And the funny thing was, when it was like 7 p.m., I was tired. But now, I'm no longer tired. But I'm still going to force myself to fall asleep. Because I want to be a healthy queen. So I'm going to tell you guys how this is going for me next time we talk again after this episode. But hopefully to be getting better. But you know the funny thing? I would probably go to sleep well if I turn off my lights. But low-key, kind of. I'm not really scared, but then, you know, it's still sometimes scary, so I can't turn off my lights. I just have to make myself fall asleep, but it's not working, so I decided that let us talk about shit. Before we start the episode, okay, if you want to listen to the episode, please, like, move to, like, skip, like, 3 minutes or something. I'm just going to be honest with you, I may talk for, like, 5 minutes, but then just skip, like, 3 minutes. But before we get to the episode, I'm going to ask you guys a real question. And I want you guys to be very, 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 very honest with me. Do you think that I have suffer mentality? Let me tell you why this question is coming up. So I was watching this YouTube video about a girl or a woman. She moved to Nigeria and 5 years ago. She was doing a 5-year update, right? She was saying how, like, here in Nigeria, she has, like, a private chef, she has a cleaner, she has so many things you get, but then abroad, she didn't have that. And then I thought about it, and I was like, it's not even like, oh, I'm thinking, oh, I don't mind not having those things abroad and, like, slaving away abroad. Like, that's not even where my mind was going. But then I was like, I really don't mind doing those things for myself. Like, I don't mind cooking for myself, I don't mind cleaning. Oh, I kind of mind. You know, the funny thing is, like, this may be a mental illness, but, like, I'm those kind of people that I clean for fun. Like, after a stressful day, my mates sleep, but I decide that, oh, I want to clean. And then that would make me tired and then I sleep. So I don't think that's even makes sense. But yeah, I was watching the YouTube video. And I was like, oh, I really don't mind doing any of these things by myself. Like, I don't mind cooking for myself. I don't mind cleaning for myself. It's not even like I don't mind. I would prefer to do it myself, right? And then I was like, you know, it depends though. Because if I had a big house, I would obviously want somebody else to clean it because that's stressful. But then just cleaning my own space, I don't remotely have a problem with it, right? So I was watching that video and I was like, I don't really have a problem with doing all these things by myself. And then one part of my brain was like, oh, independent girly, or like, oh, like, you love yourself so much that you want to cook for yourself and clean up after yourself. So cool. And then the next part of my brain was like, babes, I think you have suffer mentality because this is not normal. And then I was thinking about this a bit more. And then this is funny, kind of. I realized that maybe I do have suffer mentality because I'm one of those people that will willingly decide to have their bath with cold water when hot water is readily available. That's one thing that made me think, babes, I think you have a problem and I think you have suffer mentality. And then I thought about this again. So when I'm at home, which I'm always at home, but then when I'm not in school, basically, I have a cook I mean, my family has a cook, but still same thing. My family has a cook. My family has a somebody that cleans. Cool, right? Cool. Now, it's very easy to twist what I'm going to say now. Yeah, that's the arrangement in my house, basically. And I've noticed that even if we have those things, not those things, but even if those people are available to do those things for us and they are being paid to do those things, I still don't let them do their work. And it's like, okay, what's the big deal in cleaning for yourself? Or what's the big deal with in cooking for yourself? There's no big deal. But then it's just like, okay, these people are paid to do this job. And they love the job. Honestly, my cook especially, like, she hates when we have to go back to school. Because, like, she just finds the house to be boring and lonely. So, like, I feel like my family is just a very stress-free family. Like, if you work with my family, you're going to get proper imposter syndrome, because you're going to think that you're being paid to do nothing, because really and truly nobody's going to stress you. So it's not even like, oh, I should like stress anybody just because that's their job. Like, that's not even where I'm going. But like, just them, like, literally my cook will be standing there and I will go and make my food myself, and that's not a bad thing. But then it's just like, she's looking at me, she's like, babes, like, that is my job. She even feels bad. And it's like, yeah, I like to do those things myself. But then again, it's like, I don't really like telling people what to do. I think it's rude, but then I know it's not, because I'm never rude to anybody that works for me or works for my family. Anybody else, I might be rude to you. Come and bite me. But then I'm like, never rude. I never say anything in a rude way. Like, nobody in my house is rude. Like, but then my other people that live in my house, like, they don't really have a problem with, you know, saying what they want to eat or do you get those kind of things. But then for me, it's like, I just can't. And I'm just like, oh no, I'd rather do it myself. And now I don't even know if I actually enjoy doing it myself, or if I just feel like I should do everything myself, or if I just feel like I should suffer and do everything myself, even if those people are there to do those things. Like, I don't know if that's making sense, because literally my cook is, what they call this thing? She's about to make the food for everybody else, right? Cool. But me, I decide to carry my legs and I'm going to cook my own food. And it's kind of annoying, can't even lie for her, because it's like, babes, that's what I want to use to cook. Like, not the ingredients, but like, where I'm cooking is where she wants to work too. So it's like, she gets. But then, I don't know, do I have suffer mentality? That's just what I'm asking. Like, it's not bad to do those things yourself. Like, don't get me wrong, it's not bad. But then it's just like, why don't I let people help me? That's kind of where it's coming from. So why don't I just let people help me? Is it, do I feel like, oh, I need to suffer in life? I don't know if anybody's going to really get my rant or the question I'm asking, but if you don't get it, please don't try to make your own sense of it and then twist my words into thinking that I'm saying that it's bad for me to want to clean and cook by myself, because that's not what I said. But then if you understand what I'm saying, then please answer the question, do I have suffer mentality? Because it's not bad to be independent. And honestly, if I grew up, when I get older, hopefully, and I pray and I wish that I would be able to have time to cook for myself and clean for myself, because those kind of things are so relaxing to me. And that's kind of why I enjoy doing it. But then again, the thought of people helping me is just ill to me. I just feel like I have to do everything myself. And even if somebody does something better than I would have done it, I'm just like, no, you didn't do it as well as I, you know, would have done it. Even if that's kind of a lie, and I know it's a lie. Life is difficult. But that's just what I wanted to say. But topic of today is, life gets better as you get older. I mean, you guys have already seen it there. I think I should stop saying, oh, topic of today is. But you know something that's really funny? Life does get relatively worse as you get older, but then in so many ways it does get better. And let me tell you why I think so. So life is shit, we all know that. And this is not even saying, oh, my life is shit. Like, no, life is shit. And I feel like when you are getting older, the fears that you had when you were younger that were relatively irrational, or like, oh no, this can never happen, they become way more real as you get older. And I think with the way life is going and with the way the world is going, so many bad things are happening, and so many things that I would never have thought were possible to happen are happening. And it's scary as shit, but somehow life is getting better. I won't lie. I don't know whether it's just with age. I don't know whether it's because maybe my mindset is changing or maybe I'm growing up, but then life is getting better. But then I can't really pinpoint what is getting better because I'm getting broker. Am I? Well, I have more money than I used to have when I was younger. We know that. But then I have nothing to show for it. So it's like, so like life is getting harder. Obviously, I have more things to do now. But then somehow it's getting better. And I feel like what changed for me was... I think the first thing that changed for me was... Or the first thing that made life be... better for me was, first of all, this podcast. And it's not even in the way that, you know, many people say it. Like, they're like, oh my god, this podcast saved my life. Like, see, I get that that's very touchy and, you know, it's cute and everything, but then not really in that way. I feel like just putting things out is very healing. Like, I feel like the second you talk about something that you're struggling with, it's so much easier to heal, it's so much easier to change because it's not being hidden anymore. Like bringing something to the light, that's what I'm saying essentially. And it would still work the same if I were just talking to friends, but I'm not that kind of person, to be very fucking honest. It's so funny that I would rather come and, you know, have many people on, like people I don't know listen to my problems than the people in my life. It's kind of strange. But really and truly, I think bringing your problems to the light will really, really fucking help. And this can mean anything. Could mean even if you have any fucking anonymous TikTok page that is talking about it. I feel like really putting your... No, I don't want to say putting your problems out there. Because obviously, like, I overshare and I know that. But then again, do I really go into deep info sometimes, but not really. And I feel like just being able to talk has helped a lot. Like when I say a lot, I mean a lot more than you even can imagine. Because first of all, when I struggled, keyword struggled, I don't struggle with that bitch anymore. When I struggled with eating issues, my podcast was the first place and the only place that I ever talked about it. And I feel like if I never talked about it, I would have never, ever, ever recovered. And I knew that for a fact. For a fucking fact. Two, I feel like my mindset has evolved so much. And I know I also grew up. So it's like, I wouldn't have even known if, you know, nothing would change if... I didn't have the podcast, you know, like, I still grew up. So maybe I would have still evolved with my mindset if I didn't have the pod. But I feel like this helped because it helped me think. Like, I have to think every single week. I don't just come... that's a lie. I want to say I don't just come and just say anything. But still, I still have to think. And the funny thing is ideas just come. Like, the topic ideas just come. So I don't really have to think about that. But then when it comes to talking, I'm thinking and I'm talking at the same time. So that helps me. Also, I feel like my podcast has made me so much more confident in the sense that I'm very comfortable putting myself out there now. And I feel like if I were to go into other, you know, other like branches of entertainment, like if I were to start a YouTube channel, if I were to go into like talk show hosting, I wouldn't really have the awkward phase because of the fact that I've already established this. Do you get like me having a podcast? Because I feel like obviously in the beginning of the podcast runs. Oh my god, I just remember this. I can't even say this here. This person would get upset. But let me just keep on going with what I was saying. So obviously in the beginning of my podcast timing, when I was 16 and young, oh, that's cute to say because I don't really feel like I was that young. But then I definitely had an awkward phase and I feel like I was changing so much about myself while uploading episodes every single week. Like so many things were changing and it's cool now that I think about it because I have so much, you know, kind of footage, but like not really video recording, of me changing. So that's very, very cool to me. But yeah, it made me grow with my confidence because I now have been able to put myself out there and I'm still going to keep doing it. I mean, now it's like very easy, honestly. Like talking now is so much easier than it was in the beginning. I feel like in the beginning, it was so weird because I didn't really used to talk like about things that I actually cared about in real life. I never used to say out loud. I used to talk to myself in my head. And it was just so weird to me. But now I'm like, okay, we're used to this. And the funny thing is now I do have these conversations in person with my friends. And I wouldn't be able to do this if I did not have this podcast. So when I say I'm grateful for this podcast, it's not this, oh, like, I'm so grateful for you guys. Make sure you guys rate and review. But it's like putting things out there has helped me in many ways, to even say the least. Now, something else that changed for me was the fact that I left high school or secondary school. People really hate when I say, but then it's called secondary school, but then just because of the fact that everybody will understand if I said high school, that's why I say high school. But yeah, secondary school. Leaving that place was one of the best things for me. And I think when you look at somebody that's 16 and somebody that's 18, you don't really think that there's that much of a difference. But then really and truly, leaving high school is fucking huge. And I think it wasn't just because my high school wasn't good. Yes, many things were wrong, but then that wasn't why I was so eager to leave, because I was already suffering it for 6 years, so it wasn't that deep like that. But then I feel like I needed badly, when I say badly, I mean badly, to break away from the person or the facade that I created while I was in high school. Like, see, I don't regret creating that facade. Not in any way, because I knew that if I didn't, life would have been shit for me. I know that for sure. The person that I was before going to high school could not have survived in my high school. And I knew that for sure. And I will stand by that till this day. So creating that facade, I'm very proud that I did that for myself. But I feel like when I got to like quarantine, 2020, what year was I in? I think I was in year 10 or year 11, one of them. I think it was year 11. When I got there, I was like, oh my God, I'm tired of having to put up with this facade that I created. And I needed badly to break away from it. But then it wasn't so possible still being in that environment and still having people who knew you as that facade that you created. So I just needed to leave. And when I left, trust me when I say I ghosted so many people. And it wasn't even like in a very toxic way. Like, yeah, I would talk once in a while. But then when it came to like seeing in person, I was a no. To the point where people stopped inviting me to go anywhere. But now they know that, okay, yeah, she's cool now. So they invite me now. But then I needed to leave that place. And it wasn't just because of the people or the school. It was just me needing to break away from that person that I created, because when it was like 2020, I had already broken away from that person mentally, but then I still had to play along when I went back to school. So it was like, bitch, what the fuck? It was so fucking difficult for me. And then I was like, who actually sent me to create that? But then it was good because, see, I know myself, so I know I would not have survived if I did not say. That's not even the topic of discussion there. But yeah, I needed to break away from that person. So I needed to leave. And so when I left, even if I went to, you know what? No, I didn't even go to harder things. I wanted to say, even if I went to uni and uni was harder. See, I know the school that I went to for high school. And till this day, I will stand by it that my uni is easier than the high school that I went to. Not because the uni work is actually easier, because it's harder than my high school work. Let's just know that for a fact. But when I say I suffered in that school with the stress, I'm not even talking about like friendships or like the school being all of that. Like, I'm talking about the workload and how stressful things were. I suffered. So anything that they're giving me in this uni, and yeah, it's hard and it's tough and it's way more stressful because a lot is really at stake now. But then it can never compare to how much stress I was enduring. And thinking about how young I was then when I was in high school, like, it just can't compare. So, you know, like, when I left that place, I was thankful, happy, and blessed. For real. Nothing can really compare to that time at all. At all. Like, nah, it was bad. So those were the things that, you know, really helped me get better. You know, but, like, when... I think it was when I was like 17 plus that life started to get like better. And like life went from being very bad when I was like 15, 14, all of that shit. Yes, then it got worse, then it got better. So when they say, oh, it's going to get worse before it gets better, that's like true. Because when it got worse, I was still having the, like, the mindset that I do get, like, that I had that, okay, like, I can make all these changes for myself, all of that. Like, I was having the healing mindset slowly but surely, but then life got worse when I was, like, 16, and then 17, beginning of 17, and then it got better, like, the end of 17 and 18, and look at me now, I actually want to be alive. Like, it's a cool thing for me to be alive. Like, when I'm alive, I'm, like, this is nice sometimes, but then I never thought that I would really get to that point, but here I am. Like, it's so funny because time is going by really, really fast currently. Today is, I think, the 5th of September, so time is going by really, really fucking fast, and it's, like, I have no energy to do anything. And it's not even like life is bad, like life is okay, nothing has really changed, but then I don't have the energy to do anything, right? And it's like the same for everybody. Even going on my phone is stressful and I hate it and it's energy consuming. So I came to the conclusion that, oh, the world is ending because it's not only a me problem now, everybody's going through it. And then I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, now that I'm actually enjoying life, why does it want to end? And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. Like, I'm actually enjoying life. And really and truly, nothing really changed besides my mindset. Like, I'm relatively still the same bitch that I was then, but then a lot has changed. Okay, my habits have changed, but then my mindset is what has changed the most than my physical situation. Like, I'm still the same bitch in the same room, in the same shit, with the same clothes. Like, everything is still the same, but then my mindset has changed. So when I say life gets better, really and truly does, as you get older. I think when you get older, a lot is, like, you make the conscious decision to not do some things. Like, when I got older, like, I'm talking 17 or even 18, like, I, you know, obviously made the conscious decision to heal from so many things, and that came with a lot of forgiveness. Like, when I say painful forgiveness, the fact that I didn't get my leg back in the way that I would have loved to get my leg back, I didn't do that. I forgave. And that really, like, frees you up from a lot of things. And knowing that you really don't have to... Okay, it would be really nice to change your physical situation. Leave the people that are not so good for you, all of that. But I think growing up, I, you know, had to learn that I could really change a lot without actually changing my physical situation. Or before actually changing my physical situation. Like, I could still have to be in the same position with people that I don't necessarily like, or people that have fucked up my life, but I could react very differently. And that reaction doesn't only have to be, oh, I don't have to speak to them, or, oh, I don't have to, like, pay mind to them. Like, really and truly, I could still be very loving while still protecting my peace in so many ways. And just, like, just growing has made me realize how important it is for myself first to forgive so many people. And it's something that you have to continue to do, even if people are very, very annoying, because it harms you more than it can ever, ever harm them, because sometimes they don't even know that you have problems with them. And then the day I knew that this forgiveness thing is deep, So there was this TikTok that was saying, oh, even if you hate me, I'm still going to succeed and karma is not going to come for me. And then I was like, oh, fact. And then I looked in the repost and somebody that did some things to my life also reposted, and it just made me think that, okay, wait, like, really and truly, karma may never come, and I don't have the energy in me to be my own karma at this point. So it's like, why don't I just move on with my life? Why don't I just keep things pushing for me? So yeah, like, it really came with a lot of forgiveness, and I feel like, you know, even growing up with or growing in my confidence made me realize that, like, people change. Even if they may have fucked up your whole life, I don't really know what's going on in many people's lives. I don't know if they have changed. I don't know anything. So I can't really hold on to who they were when they fucked up my life. Like, as hard as it is to say that, because it's like, you fucked up my life, I must get my karma. But really and truly, people change, you know, and I don't have access to them to know if they have changed. And if they haven't, trust me, something in their life is going to catch up with them. It doesn't really have anything to do with me. I'm not praying for anybody's downfall. I'm not praying for anybody to, you know, get karma. Like, I couldn't care less. When I tell you that I have so many things to figure out in my own life, when it comes to things that I genuinely am passionate about and I want to work on, I want to grow possibly into a fucking career for myself so that I can get the BX steady. But I don't have access to so many people currently. Like, yeah, we keep up with each other on social media, all of that, but then that's not proper access. And those people also don't have access to me. So the same way nobody can really hold the me that they knew against current me is the same way I can't do it for somebody else. So even if somebody has fucked up my life in many ways, yeah, I can't really hold it against them because God has my back. So I'm still going to keep it pushing, going to keep it moving. So even if they may have fucked me up in so many ways, in so many areas, God is helping me in life. So I don't really need to hold anything against them because I'm still going to make it out and be on my best shit regardless, you know? So I just have to really be mindful about how I hold people's pasts against them, because it's very valid to be like, oh, she did this to me in the past. But people really do change, and maybe I just didn't even know them, because so many people would think that they knew me when I was in high school, but then that was me, you didn't know me. So it's like, what if it was the same for somebody else? So it's really jealousy that makes people hold other people's past against them. So forgiveness is also another thing that made me feel a lot better about my life, because the anger and the hatred that I was holding on to was just killing me. And then the other people were just living their lives peacefully and freely. So it wasn't really helpful for me. So I just decided to keep it pushing, because so many bad shit that I've gone through in life, I wouldn't be the person that I am today if not for those things. And it's so wild to see, because so many things that I have struggled with in the past are active struggles. So I'm still going to be struggling with it, unfortunately, for a long time. You know, it's just me making the choice every day to not dwell on some things and to keep pushing. So, you know, when I say this, it's like a very bold statement, because it's like, bitch, you struggle, so why are you saying this? But really and truly, if I didn't struggle so much, the health, the confidence, and the level of peace that comes with the mindset that I have currently wouldn't exist if I didn't struggle so much. So I'm not really thankful, because I know I can still have the mindset that I have if I didn't struggle, but it still happened anyways, so I can't really change anything. It's not even possible. So I don't want to say I'm really thankful for the struggles, because I know that life would have still gone okay for me if life took another route. But considering the things that I did go through, I'm thankful that it is going in this direction. Let's just keep it that way. Do you get? So yeah, I'm thankful that upon everything, I came out like this. Let's just say it that way, because I could have come out very, very fucking hateful and I could have been Karma's personal assistant, but I took another route that has brought peace to me and people that wronged me in the past. And that's very good for me because it's not really in my nature to be a bitch sometimes. I feel like it's funny because it's very, like, my anger is very, what's that word? It's like, it keeps going. Let me tell you how my anger works. So somebody pisses me off. Cool. I react. Oh, no. I don't react yet. It keeps piling. And then I react. And then my reaction now makes them sad. And then I feel bad because I made them sad. And then I go and, you know, fix things with them by saying sorry for making them sad when I forget that they actually fucked me up in the beginning. So it's like this cycle that isn't really good for me. And I end up losing. And then I'm apologizing because of my reaction to what somebody did to me. And I never get a sorry for what they did to spark that reaction. So it's not in my nature to really be so bitchy and be very angry. So I just had to really stay true to the peaceful side of me, because any other side will bite me in the ass. And I knew that for sure. Life has taught me that. So to all my young bitches out there, I'm saying young, like I'm not 18. Please, I'm 18. And I'm pretty sure that people listening are even older than me. But to everybody that's like 15, 16, or even 18 too. I mean, everybody's time is so different. Life will get better as you get older. And for your life to get better, you don't have to subscribe to the self-help that is on social media. The It Girl lifestyle is not a scam. It's so cool, but then it's, once again, not going to look picture perfect like it does on social media. And many things on social media that are quote-unquote self-help are very, very, very capitalist. And they are going to suck your money and not going to give you the feeling that you so desperately desire from those things. So just stay true to yourself and work within your means to live a very happy life, because it's very possible to do so within your means. And it's the intention that counts. It's, you know, the thought behind many things, the reason behind many things that actually counts, not necessarily, you know, what you're doing. Like, obviously, everybody wants to eat healthy, but when it comes to, you know, price per unit, I just put it that way, healthy foods are relatively more expensive than, you know, junk foods or foods that are less nutritious or takeouts. I mean, per unit though, not all in all, I think that they are cheaper, but then per unit. So yeah, obviously you can make the attempts to eat healthy sometimes within your means. It's the thought that counts, you know. And also exercising. Some people can't get a fucking gym membership, and that's cool. Go and walk outside. Like, you're blessed enough to go outside. You have your phone. You can put on a nice 10-minute workout and do it in your room on the floor. Like, I do that and I'm not dead. Right there on the floor. I'm even pointing, but you guys can't see it. I do my workout on the floor in my room. I don't even have a mat. I mean, I want to get one though, but that one is just because I like to tumble and I don't want to break my head. But you can really take advantage of so many things. Just try to take advantage of your situation. Yes, it may not look picture perfect, but then who's actually going to judge you in your own room? Like, if I didn't tell you that I was doing my workouts on the floor in my room, would you have known? No, you wouldn't. So it's like, who's actually going to judge you? So just make the best of the shit that you have. And obviously it's going to get bigger and it's going to get better. For sure. I can assure you of that. 1001%. But life does get better as you get older. And even if nothing physically changes, so many things are changing with your mind and the way you react to certain situations. And soon, some struggles aren't going to be that deep and it's not going to be that serious. And I think it just comes with age, honestly, because when you're younger, so many things are just so deep. And it's not your fault. Like, I'm not telling you, oh, you're childish. Like, nope. It's just how you see things. Some things are just bigger than it actually is. And then when you get older, it's like, I can figure this out. Or I can have a better reaction to some things. And that's how life works. So, yeah, I wish you, say yeah, I wish you guys the best. And we only go up from here. So live life to the fullest. Don't feel bad about you not looking, or your lifestyle not looking like it looks on some people's TikToks. Because I feel like life is just an endless loop of comparison. And when you're not living somebody else's situation, it looks better. But then you forget that, oh, we actually come to the full package. And then when you know the full package, then you're like, ah, my life is not that bad. So I rather stick with my life. But people are so used to comparing themselves to other people. And then they forget that, oh, it actually comes with the full package. You can't just pick the ones that you like and call it a day. It doesn't work like that. So do your best. You will be fine. I believe so. I keep telling myself that. Even if I don't even know whether I'll be fine, I'm just like, babes, you're going to be fine. Because I feel like there's no struggle that I'm having currently that I've not endured before. It's just sometimes seeming worse. Because it's like, okay, bitch, you've been here before. You know how to cope with this. Why is it not working this time? But we always make it out alive. I'm alive. I'm healthy. I'm happy. Like, I'm happy. Like, I'm not just okay. I'm happy. No, I'm not happy. Wait. I'm joyous. Wait. I have joy. Yeah. That one that is regardless of situation or circumstance. That's the one I have. And yeah. If you are doubting if life's going to get better, please, life is going to get better. Just try and hold on. And look for a way to get your thoughts and your feelings and your struggles out there in a way that works for you. If it's journaling, feel free. If it's talking, oh my God, I think I've said this before, but then I talk to my phone, like voice memos. That is the best thing for you. And it really helps me vocalize my issues and my problems. And even like something I struggle with, and I don't think I'm ever really going to get over this, but then I don't allow people to see me cry. And if I'm talking to somebody and I hear my voice crack, end of conversation. That is the end. But when I'm talking to my phone and I cry and it's annoying as fuck because I can't even hear myself when I'm talking, it's cool and it's fine. Because guess what? I'm the only person allowed to listen to this recording. Nobody else. So yeah, do that if it worked for you. Is that all I want to say? My ear is paining me because my headphones have been sitting on my ear for a long time. Fuck. Is that all I would like to say? I believe so. Yep, that's all I have to say. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this gave you small encouragement. Was that really the intention? Honestly, not really. I feel like you should just try to really think about where you were 2 years from now. And in a very, like, not, you get, like, I don't know how to explain that. But just try and think of what you were struggling with 2 years ago and ask yourself if it has actually gotten better. And that's how you know if life is actually getting better. And I feel like it is. Just imagine if it's not for the person that's listening, God forbid. But I feel like it is. So yeah, words of wisdom have ended for me. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please rate my podcast 5 stars. Please review. Please follow the podcast anywhere you listen. And I will see you guys next time. I need to sleep now. God, please help me. Let me sleep. Like, I just want to sleep. Like, people sleep all day. And I'm so jealous of those kind of people because I can't. I try so fucking hard, but I cannot. It's so difficult. And I'm really trying not to take pills to sleep because that is, I'm just not a pills person in a very family-friendly quantity. Let's just put it that way. I know myself, so let's just not even go there. I try to avoid any medicine, pills, drugs. Alcohol, when I say I knew myself, I knew myself. So I just tried to not even go there. So English is not my forte. But like me having to imagine, you know, taking pills to sleep. If I take it tomorrow and it works, trust me, that's going to be my life for many years to come. And I'm trying to avoid that. Okay, that is none of you guys' business. I'm sure you guys don't care. I would like to make it your business, but I'm sure you don't care. So that's all I want to say. Hope you have a lovely day, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.